ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Good morning to you wherever you're watching us from. This is our Sunday morning service with tag God Experience Service, right here from the city of Lagos, Nigeria. It's a great thing to be alive and well, even at this time. And so we welcome you to our service today. Gather around with your family for a total God experience. It's been said that success in life occurs when opportunities meet preparation. The past few weeks, we've all been at home because of the global pandemic, COVID-19. A whole lot has happened between families, between kids and their parents. A whole lot has happened with professional or career people, business people. And today we just want to look at preparation for the post-COVID, leveraging on opportunities that are ahead of us. And it's going to be a beautiful Sunday morning service. And with me today, I have two special men. I just give them the kudos because they know how to touch on this service today. I have two business people and then two professional people. And on my left here today, I have the MD CEO of Lagos Island Maternity, Lagos, Nigeria. Here is a consultant. I have right here with me Dr. Femi Omololu. Thank you for being part of this service today. And how are you at this post-COVID? Thank you for joining us at this service today. We appreciate this time out of your busy schedule. I'll come back to you. And then right to my right hand here, I have Mr. Demola Aderibigbe. We call him Coach Lala. He's a wellness consultant, and we're just blessed to have you also in the service today. Thank you for coming. And how is Latoya doing?
She's fantastic.
I'm sure that she's drinking a lot of milk at the moment. Thank God for this day. So, the past few weeks has been a beautiful time. We've spent it at home, and we're preparing. The economy of Nigeria, for example, is opening up gradually, just like it's happening all over the world. We are preparing for the new normal. That's a new word, and I think we can see that in our dictionary. So the question this morning that we just want to put answers to, is what happens in the new normal? As a career person, as a business person, we need to prepare ourselves. And so this morning, I'll just sit back here to take my note as our guests today do justice to this. What can you see as the new normal, doctor? This morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Mr. Lala. Good morning, viewers. The new normal. It sounds strange, just like it feels strange. Mm. Because when we are talking the new normal, we don't even know what exactly the new normal is going to be. We can only anticipate what the new normal is going to be. And given the way this pandemic has gone, it's obvious that some things will change. The way we do some things will change. For instance, I'm not sure if I'll shake your hand again ever. But
Before this program, I've tried shaking your hand. You just gave me a love elbow.
A love elbow.
Which I think I agree with that.
So it goes beyond just shaking of hands, actually. It goes beyond just personal hygiene. I think that's one of the basic things that should change. Mm-hmm. Our health consciousness is also something that should change moving forward. But what happens in the immediate post-COVID period is going to determine on the way things are. I mean, there's an anticipation of an economic crisis happening at that point in time as well, because we're already seeing evidence that the world's economies are facing challenges because of this pandemic that we are facing now. So it's a bit uncertain to know exactly what the era is going to be like and to say how we are going to react to it. So the first thing to do is to anticipate it. I mean, we just know that things are not going to be normal, and we have to seek out opportunities and seek out ideas for how we can positively impact on society and also take care of ourselves in that period. So it's the anticipation, and life itself is a journey. I mean, even within this period where we still don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, know what's going to happen the day after tomorrow, but we have to anticipate it. You have to be prepared for it. And then that's what will determine how you interact with it. So I think I'll just use that as a brief introduction to start with.
Thank you, Doc. And as a business person, as someone who is pursuing a career, what are we supposed to anticipate? I mean, Doctor started out by saying that we can only anticipate this new normal. Things are still sketchy. And out of this anticipation, some things have changed in the way people transact businesses. There is new technology out there that people are trying to embrace. So as a business or career person, what will you anticipate as a new normal, Lala?
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Good morning to everybody. So as much as we're anticipating, there are some certain things that we are sure, very certain. So very certain technology will be a front burner. It will mean that irrespective of the career path or the enterprise path you have chosen, your ability to leverage on technology is needed more than ever before. In fact, I would like to say that everybody now should first be a technologist before they are a doctor, lawyer, carpenter, or whatever it is that it is you do for a living. And why do I say that? I say this because business as we know it will never remain the same again. We Africans, we are such a socially inclined set of people. You know, it took a pandemic to make us reset. You know, I'll give you a case in point. The person that is into event, for instance, is not certain that he or she would have any event till September. Interestingly, some parts of the world have closed every other event till January 2021. Mm. It would mean that for now you can't be an events person, but there could be a value chain within that space that you could still plug into. It would also mean that we'll begin to become fluid, to understand that the concept of a lifelong career does not exist anymore. There's no such thing as a lifelong career anymore, because what a career is only viable when it puts, you know, income in your pocket. But once that career does not put income in your pocket, you have to be fluid enough to begin to identify other endeavors. And you should also realize that, especially if you're a career person, if you're a business person, that the day you decided to start a business, let's say, for instance, you were a teacher and you decided to start a business as a school owner. Now, the day you decided to start as a school owner, you became an entrepreneur. Your expression of it was just education, school owning. The same characteristics that enabled you to see the opportunities in starting a business are the same characteristics that you have in you that will enable you to see opportunities in other value chain. I think that's the perspective.
Let me just, for the sake of those who are trying to put something down this morning, number one thing that I like to say to you, we need not to be afraid. COVID-19 is no more breaking news. We've weathered it in the last few weeks. So much things are changing changing every day around us, the way we do things. What Doctor said initially, I just want to put everything in perspective for us, that we can only anticipate this new normal because it is still sketchy. Life in itself, the way we live, is progressive. And the Bible also says that in Proverbs 4:18, that the path of the just man is like a shining light. Even the benefits of God, the Bible says they are new every morning. So things are changing. Secondly, our perspective towards personal hygiene has definitely changed. I think even post-COVID, a lot of people will be more conscious about their wellness, about how they keep their environment, the things that they take for granted, what we eat, what we drink, the lifestyle that we have chosen to embrace. And then thirdly, technology, even though it's not predictable, but we can predict technology. It's predictable. Things have changed. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I know that even the people who develop apps, they have new, those who are maybe silent about certain things. Holding meeting online has become something that people have had to embrace. Zoom, even leaders, governors, forum, you see them. Even in the practice of justice, I see that even it's been embraced in some of our courts. So there are technology, it has changed our lives, and it has come to change the way we live. And then this concept of long-term career has also changed. And I think everyone, whether you're in business, whether you are pursuing a career, you should come to a place of being proactive, fluidity, that, hey, I don't have a long-term permanent career anymore. I'm not waiting for a wristwatch anymore at the age of retirement. There are many things that will evolve as a new normal. Businesses will spring up. Existing one will be enlarged to accommodate the normal thing. Doctor, you still want to just talk about what to anticipate, even in this new normal?
Well, what you have to anticipate is that, like, where can you fit in? Because everything we do in life is about providing services for others. Just like Mr. Lala said, some occupations, maybe not even careers, or businesses will definitely go under, and it will be difficult for them to resuscitate. So people like that have to start asking themselves, where is the need? What are the things that are going to be necessary? What is it that people are going to need? What is it that people are going to want that I'm going to have to be able to fill in that gap? Because filling that gap is what is going to be essential. You said some careers are going to extinguish. Well, I hope my own career won't extinguish.
Don't worry. As long as we are still conscious about health and still reproducing.
Well, that's reassuring. That's still reassuring. But even within those careers that still exist, you know, a lot of things are going to function differently. Already, I mean, within the medical space, we're already looking for how we are going to do more of telemedicine.
Wow.
Teleconsultation, giving people more prolonged appointments, making sure they don't have to come to hospitals all the time.
Wow.
And these things have a way in which they can reshape society. Because that means that people don't have to be on the road as much as they used to. So people are not traveling and commuting as much as they used to. And that frees up more time. I mean, time is the most valuable currency that anybody has. And indeed, during the lockdown, and even this, step down from the lockdown, I mean, we also have to look at ourselves and say, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing with that time that we have? I read a joke somewhere where someone said, I'm not going to count my age for this year because I did not use the year 2020. Wow. And I saw another one that says, what were you doing in the year 2020? It says, I was washing my hands. I'm like, yeah, these are funny things, and yes, they make us laugh. But if you look deeper, there is so much. Anybody who has not developed himself in the last 6 weeks now has wasted a good 6 weeks of his or her life.
Wow.
Because these last 6 weeks have presented an opportunity, giving you time. Time in which you can sit down to read, to study. There are so many free online courses that came up that people could actually use that to empower themselves. Because it's what you have that you can give. So if you don't have anything, there's no way you can give it. So you have to look in how can you build yourself up. Lala said something, everybody's going to have to go into technology. We are all technologists of some sort. I say once you have a phone, you're a technologist because that means you're using technology. But can you take it a bit further? What else have you learned? You know, even on computers, simple things like even Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, things like that. People starting from little things doesn't always have to be the big things. So we have to look at that and see where can we fit in? What can we do? Where are those needs? Where are those areas that you know the needs are going to be? It's a bit difficult for me to put all these pieces together even within my head. But those opportunities are there. You know, and it's just going to be a matter of having that power of thought, you understand, and that power, that ability to put things together and then now push yourself forward. But it's for certain that there are going to be things are going to be different. And we have to, you know, find a way to key in.
Yeah, Lala.
So being open-minded, you know, it's probably one of the best things everybody can do right now, being open-minded. Being open-minded, you know, from quite a strategic point of view, because it reminds me of, I think, First Chronicles 12, that the sons of Issachar you know, had understanding of
Chapter
the times,
yeah.
then they knew what Israel ought to be doing.
I would
like to say that, sincerely, a whole lot of us did not see Corona coming. And even if we did see it coming, we didn't see it to have had this much impact. Because I only prepared for like maybe max 3 weeks. So when they say stock up, I stocked up for maybe 2.5 weeks. That by the third week, we'll all be back to normal. Now we're in the seventh week, you know. But if we take a cue from the men of Issachar, they had an understanding of the times, meaning that to understand something, you need knowledge, you know. So to have an understanding of the time, you need knowledge. So it will mean that you should, you know, observe the trends. You can make postulations based on what you're seeing. So, for instance, it will be foolhardy for anybody to say, I'm not good with technology, for instance, because you know what, your life now depends on it. You know, your life now depends on it. Your children's education depends on technology. Your own livelihood depends on technology. So, being open-minded. Then, if we read the concluding scripture, it says they knew what exactly Israel was supposed to do. Meaning that if you look at the signs of the time, you take in knowledge with regards to everything that's happening, you're looking for exactly a gap that you can meet. And sometimes, you know, like doctor said, there's so much going on that you cannot even just wrap your head around it. I believe that as believers, scripture also says that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask. If I let me say think or ask. So thinking is that you're looking at the trends, you're looking at everything, but the more you're looking at it, the more the confusion. So you're thinking, but it's not working. Then, of course, you can substitute it for asking, saying that, okay, God, I've done my part. You know, so this time around, I want you to, you know, so there is, I believe that the knowledge that we'll get right now, that we'll be needing right now, is not education knowledge. It's not academic knowledge. It's revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge. Because even the consultants that are asking questions, that, okay, what do you think we should do now? The consultants don't even know what to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even the consultants are consulting. You know, they don't know what to do. Because if they knew what to do, there would have been a lot prepared for this.
Yeah.
So, you see, the new normal, we are all experiencing it together. Nobody has experienced this before. But I know that God, you know, rules and reigns in the affairs of men, this is not new to him. You know, he has seen the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
So as you are processing this in your head and it's not making any sense to you, then you can seek the person that is omini science. That means he knows everything. So you can ask or think. Interestingly, for Africa, I like to say that Africa, you know, we like to ask a lot. You know, even without doing any thinking. So that's another problem. So don't be one of those that is just asking without thinking. Because I would like to tell us that, you see, without the knowledge of medicine, without the knowledge of biotechnology, nanotechnology, God cannot reveal the cure of COVID to me. It's not possible. Because I don't have the basic knowledge. So if, for instance, God tells
even
me,
God is saying,
God shows
about
me the carbon molecules, I will love, people will die. If I go vaccination, you understand what I mean? So you can, God can only equip you with answers that you are prepared to receive. So when doctor said that 6 weeks and you've not learned anything, post-COVID will require certain things from you that you should have used those 6 weeks to prepare for.
Yeah.
And so some people are saying that, you know, this COVID, all of us, we're just chilling. Brothers and sisters. Some people have lost their job and they are not aware. Because right now, if your organization is running skeletal services, right now, and you're not involved, you've lost your job. You know, they say there's essential service and non-essential services.
Don't scare
if me. The business you are working in is running now skeletally, and your input is not necessary, my brother, you are non-essential.
I don't think you should scare us. but let me just... I noticed something down that doctor said earlier on, that time has become a valuable resource for us to be utilized. And I know that somewhere, I think Ephesians 5:18 says, not 5:18 now, I think from verse 16, talks about redeeming the time, which means buying up opportunity. Can you just give us further wisdom or what we need to do? Because you mentioned it earlier on that even the time spent on the road for people to come to consultation rooms and all that, you're looking at ways to help people manage such time, which also will result that you have less tension on our roads, people will be wealthy and all that. Can you just give further counsel on how to actually utilize time at this particular season we find ourselves?
Well, so utilizing time, it's about, like we said, equipping yourself. You said something at the beginning that success is when preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
So there are going to be opportunities. Lala has said something about technology, how we all need to apply ourselves to technology. So that already gives us, you know, a way to go. I was just thinking as we were talking that, like, what are the things that are going to be standard after?
Yeah.
You know, people will still want to eat.
Oh, very true.
Children will still need to be educated. Health industry will still, people will still want to be well. I'm not sure about people wanting to change their clothes every 3 months. Because I was thinking along the food, clothing, and shelter, you know. So you have to look at it in those perspectives. Those are the areas where the basic necessities, where are the things that people cannot do without. Because within those areas that you are going to find these opportunities. So how can you think differently about what is being done now, you know, to go into the next era? Because it's all about selling ideas. I mean, someone said something earlier about the meeting, online meetings. And I read that the guy who created the Zoom app, that when he created it, he couldn't even sell it at a point because people were like, what is this thing about? It's not really going to go far. But now, number of Zoom meetings that I've had, that have happened over the last 5 to 6 weeks have been, I'm sure the guy is, his bank account, account will be ready. The stock of his, whatever has really gone up. And if we go back even to the Holy Book, because I always something about the Holy Book is that like everybody in that book was challenged. There's none of them that was not challenged. None of them ever had it easy. And then when you are setting up something for the future, something for the entire existence of man as it may, you can't even design the challenges you are going to face. You understand? And that takes you to what you said about spiritual revelations, because we just have to have that link to be able to apply ourselves to what we are going to find, you know, ahead of us. I mean, starting from Adam, who had to leave the Garden of Eden. He did not know what he was going to find outside. But he had to go, and he had to find his way and make his way there. Imagine Noah rebuilding the world after coming out of the ark and everything. You know, what's it going to be like? He was coming into a new world. In fact, I read somewhere that this is probably the biggest collapse in society after the Great Flood, you know, in which Noah was into the ark because of the way it has disrupted us as a whole.
Yeah.
And then coming back and having to rebuild. How would it have been for them, having to, he and his sons and all that, having to rebuild and create a new system and a new world order? It couldn't have been easy.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been easy. But the knowledge they got from building the ark would have given them a lot of knowledge in rebuilding, the new system and creating the new systems, the organizations that they had to do. So it is while in the crisis, or while even preparing for a crisis, that you find solutions which will help you after the crisis. You understand?
Yeah.
So look at David. He was going to greet his brothers at the war front. That's a place one should ordinarily be afraid of. Yeah, going to the war front. What if I can imagine many people today are. What if one arrow misses his way or one bullet misses his way and it comes to hit me? But he went there, did what he had to do, and then he now saw an opportunity. But because he was prepared, he had fought lions, he had fought bears, and he now saw a small giant, if I can use that word, a small giant. You know, and he like, this one is nothing, and he, you know, took the opportunity that came his way, and he defeated Goliath, and that set him on the path to, you know, the destiny that has been designed for him. So we all have a destiny that has been created for us, and it is in what we are doing now, to some extent, because we cannot belittle what it is we are doing now. We've had things built into us which have brought us this far, and what we have to do is now build on that, you understand? And it's through meditation, through reflection, through prayer, then we can find our pathway into which, what is the next thing to do. But we must take out that time to consciously build up ourselves on a daily basis so that we are ready for what comes in the future.
Before I ask, because our time is well spent for the service today, I will summarize it later. But you just want to give us what I would consider your last thought on how people can prepare themselves, whether it's in their career or it's in their businesses, the lockdown, the economies of the nations are opening up gradually. things are assuming a new dimension. What can people, practical things, just like Doctor just encouraged?
Okay. So I see this pandemic as a second chance at life.
Wow.
As a second chance at life. Because like Doctor said, a lot of people, I've always wanted to do this, I want to do that, I've always wanted to do this. If I had the time, I'll do this. If I had the time, I'll do that. If I had the time, I'll do this. But right now, this pandemic has given everybody, at least those of us that are alive, it has given us a chance at life. And you know what? We owe ourselves, in fact, not just ourselves, we owe the people that have died in the fight of this pandemic a duty to ensure that the life that their kids would experience will be a better one.
Yeah.
And it's, you see, and the life that we would everybody would experience is a collective responsibility of each and every one of us. So first and foremost, having that mindset that, you know what, I have a second chance at life, and I therefore have to do my best. And in doing my best, I like to say that there are two things that this would afford us. It will give you the, you know, there's a disruption. You know, some people have been hearing disruption. People are trying to understand what COVID disrupted a lot of things. So people that you felt were front movers in an industry went to not having a category in that industry, because some industries don't even exist anymore. Some people have been looking for the opportunity to venture into a space and have not had I've not even had an incline. And right now, we have ample time to rethink. So ask yourself, for instance, a lot of us have been living a life that is not the life you actually wanted to live, sincerely. It's not the life you wanted to live. So ask yourself, okay, so if 10, 15 years from now, what exactly would I have wanted my life to be like? And if it doesn't look like anything that you are in now, can you begin to find a connection between this life you have now and the life 10, 15 years from now, and begin to find a way to bridge that gap? So for instance, everybody would not necessarily have to, go ahead and, do a professional certification. If that is what you will require to get on that journey of your 10, 15 years, of course, by all means. But some people might require to start a business, because perspective to this is important. Why? The right perspective, the paradigm on which you build every other thing on, is more important than everything. Because, for instance, even if you're learning a skill, a new skill, but you're saying, we don't even know what can happen, everybody can just even go and die tomorrow. It means that you are not going to commit yourself to building yourself to the most valuable position that you're experiencing or you want. Because already the paradigm you are building this on is faulty. So firstly, get the right paradigm about this situation you're in and ask yourself critical questions. Where do I want to be in the next 5 to 10 years? And begin to, because it's only you that can bridge that gap. And ask yourself, okay, what are the most critical things I need to do? So for instance, I am currently a staff within a financial institution. And because of this COVID, I've realized that there's a way that symmetry I turn to a man. Meaning that the path I'm on is not the path I should be on. It will require you that COVID has given you a second chance at life. A second chance at life. So you begin to ask yourself, okay, what exactly do I want to do? You have to settle that. What exactly do I want to do? And who? Now, what is the first question? Second question is, who are the people that are doing it? Then, these people, can I benchmark them? Or, better still, can I get closer to them? Because what this will help you do is that, like I used to tell people, going to school to learn business for 7 years is not as valuable as going to, what's the name of that market where they sell electronics? Computer Village or this one in Agboju area. Sorry, not Agboju. The biggest electronic store in Africa, Alaba. If you go to Alaba to sell, to learn, to learn under for apprenticeship for 4 years, you are better at selling electronics in Nigeria than someone that has gone to any of the business schools we have in this city. Take it from me. So find somebody that you can mentor you, and that's the shortest cut to success. I would tell you for free. The shortest course to success is to find somebody that has achieved that success and you just benchmark the person to replicate his success.
Not the shortest route.
so, So when I say short, I don't mean that it is a pajari. That short cut can be 5 years, you know?
It can be 10.
It can be 10 because years.
The shortest time is minimum 10 years.
10 years, but you can, guarantee you, the skills. You would not make the mistakes he has made because, you know, he's able to guide you.
Yeah.
And that's what my advice to anybody. Find somebody doing exactly what it is you want to do. But if what you are doing, nobody is doing it yet. Ah, doctor, please, you can help the person.
Just in closing, doctor. What will you say to us in closing today?
Well, I'll say that the world has survived pandemics before.
Yeah.
You understand? But the cost of the pandemics is not only during the pandemic, but also after the pandemic. And yes, you may say time and chance happens to all. But then again, for those who are well prepared, and in terms of knowledge, in terms of spiritual backing, because we need that.
Yeah.
Especially in these times that we are, you understand? And you just those are the people who will actually stand strong and weather the storm and then forge ahead. So as children of God, we have already the spiritual backing, I want to believe. Like what Lala said about this being a time for us to take deeper reflections on the way we do things, on our own person, on our own relationship with God, who we are, what we are, you know? That's where it starts from. Because when we have a good foundation in that, then we are receptive to what can come from above to give us guidance and shed us light. Shed light for us as we go about acquiring knowledge, acquiring skills, and acquiring, welfare, when people come, goodwill.
Yeah.
Goodwill. Acquiring goodwill, you know, which will help us as we continue to forge ahead. So we will survive this pandemic without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, the mortality rates here are still less than, you know, still about 8 to, I'm not sure if it's up to 8%, still about somewhere about 6, about 3 to 5%. And we hope that it remains so. We show that it's still a minority that are actually dying from it. So the majority of us will survive it, you know, and we just have to be ready for that period after. Unfortunately, I can't give you full answers. Nobody can give you the full answers.
It's only God
that can give you that the answers that you are looking for. But through relating with him, redeeming your time, using your time properly, I'm sure you will find a way.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Mololu and Mr. Lala, for this time out today. I have 12 take-homes that I just want you to take for this week. Number one, we cannot anticipate this new normal because life is actually in progress. So we learn every day. So we can see that post-COVID that is here upon us, it's a good one. Depending on the right perspective, if we just put up the right perspective. Secondly, the way our personal hygiene, whether you like it or not, even the discipline of washing our hands every day, every time, it has created an awareness, the need for us to take our personal hygiene to the topmost priority, the lifestyle we embrace even at this, after this time. And of course, technology has become the new normal. This lockdown has made all of us to become technologists, like Lala put it. And I think I want you to please look at that. It used to be, I just want to receive calls. I just want to make a call. I just want to be able to send SMS messages. It has become much more than that with the advent of WhatsApp, Zoom. It used to be that when you talked about LinkedIn, it's just for career and professional people. But hey, everything you can do to make the new normal, personalize it, I think you need to begin to. Fourthly, the concept of long-term career has changed. You have to be fluid. You have to be changing. Things are changing. And they are changing fast around us. All you just have to do is to identify yourself microscopically within that global change and then do all you can do in terms of acquiring knowledge to be able to stay fit within that chain. And then the fifth thing is that where is the next need? That should be a question every one of us should be answering because you need to fill in a gap. A doctor is filling in that gap in the health sector. Alala is filling it in the wellness sector. So there are opportunities that are still around us. That takes me to the next thing, that time has become a valuable resource. We need to utilize time now. That's the sixth point. And then redeem it. What it takes to redeem time, like the Bible suggests, is to buy up maybe lost opportunity. Buy up new opportunities. And then seventh point, we need to cultivate that ability to be open-minded, ability to see, to hear, and comprehend what is happening all around us at the moment. And then eighth point today, we must develop the understanding of this time. It requires understanding. The sons of Issachar, 1 Chronicles 12:32, they had the understanding of the time. They know what Israel ought to do. And so their brethren were at their command. So after COVID, when you have the understanding of this time, you know what to do, you will be a player in the market. Then the ninth point today is that the standard to be considered when you are looking for the new normal, the opportunities ahead, is basically, doctor puts it, food, health, and shelter. That sector, you can't go wrong with it. And if you can prayerfully consider things around that area, they are loaded with opportunities. And if you can generate ideas, they will be winning ideas for this new normal that we're looking at. Then the tenth point today, hey, if we look at it, from the high of God, there is nothing new under the sun. So this time, we need to cultivate spiritual insight into the cycle of time. Dr. made that thing, that we need to look out for opportunities, solution that is in COVID-19. A lot of people are saying destruction, destruction, destruction. But hey, there is opportunity, opportunities, opportunities in COVID-19. The 11th point, the spiritual pathways have also opened up. This time is also an opportunity for us to read the Word of God, to meditate. That's what Dr. Poe advised, to develop a personal relationship, because there's just something about that. You can see, you can hear, you can comprehend, and that will lead to greater opportunity. And lastly, the 12th point I'm going on with today is that God has given us the second chance of life, and we need to maximize this life. There is something... there is an opportunity that we have to be alive at this time. And we need to know that God has made all things beautiful in this time. And it will be a disservice to those who have lost their life if we don't use this time to see new things. And hey, in closing today, please develop the right perspective about where we are now. I love what Doctor said, and I'm taking that line. COVID-19 is not a death sentence after all. I know why we were still trying to manage it. Some people have lost their lives. But when you consider it to other viral infections, it is not even as deadly as other viral infections. So we can live at this time. The medical science is helping us out. Doctors, nurses, ambulance drivers, lab technicians, pharmacists, they are doing their best. So we can live. It is not a death sentence. Don't wait like the four lepers who are waiting for, they want to die. There are opportunities, even in the midst of what looks like disadvantage of Africa or of our country at the moment. So take advantage of this time. And as you do, as you pray, as you your eyes are open, your ears are open, you can see what God wants to do. I want us to agree in faith. And I think Dr. should even pray today. Or else let's pray from the medical perspective. You pray from the business perspective, and I pray from my own perspective. So let's just pray for the people at home.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you have said that in all things and at all times we should give you thanks.
Yes, yes.
It may look like the clouds are dark. It may look like the times are uncertain.
Yeah.
But we know that all this and through all this you are with us, and
yes,
you will see
Lord.
Us through.
Yes, Lord.
Father Lord, as we go through this pandemic, we pray that you keep us safe.
Yes.
Pray that you keep us protected.
Yes,
and I pray you grant us the wisdom to
yes,
apply
Lord.
Ourselves to what
yes,
will also
Lord.
Help us to keep ourselves
yes,
safe
Lord.
And to protect ourselves and to protect all those around us
yes,
because it's
Lord.
Not only about us.
Yes.
Father Lord, help us to redeem the time within this pandemic.
Yes, Lord.
Help
Lord.
Us to redeem the time. Help
yes,
us to build up ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to acquire knowledge. Help
yes,
us to acquire
Lord.
Wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to deepen our relationship with
yes,
you
Lord.
So that, Father Lord, when through this and at the end of this, we'll also be better people.
Yes.
Because
Lord.
The life, our life journey is a continuous one.
Yes,
and we know that, Father Lord, as long as we walk it with you,
yes.
we walk it correctly,
thank
we walk
Lord.
It rightly, we walk
you,
it fully.
Thank
and
you,
at the end of the day, we shall be vindicated.
Thank
and
you,
Father Lord, we shall see the hand of you upon us all.
Yes, Lord.
And we shall have cause to continually glorify your name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for we prayed in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for strength.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for strength.
Yes.
strength for the business owners in this time.
Yes,
our hope is anchored on you.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that we would not be ashamed.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you because our confidence is in you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you because you give us strength to, you know, to withstand these times.
Yes,
Lord. We pray that, Lord, like never before, wisdom for witty inventions.
Thank you, Lord.
New ideas will spark from this.
Yes, Lord.
New innovations,
yes,
new
Lord.
Businesses.
Yes, Lord.
Will spark from this
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Scripture says that you will show us great and mighty things.
Yes.
We receive inspiration.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We receive revelation knowledge.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you because we know you've answered.
Thank you, Lord.
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I just want to pray in the area of the burden that I've had in recent times. Lord, we say thank you this morning for all our doctors, nurses, ambulance driver, pharmacists, and all those who are involved in the line of care for people. We ask that your hand of protection continually rest upon them. Even at this time, we ask, oh God, for breakthrough in cure to the praise and glory of your name.
Amen.
Thank you for answering
thank
us.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you because of your mercies we are not consumed. The hand of death is stayed over our country, is stayed over our continent, is stayed over our world.
Amen.
Thank you for more recoveries, healing to those who are infected,
Amen.
To the praise and glory of your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for being part of our service today. We believe you've been blessed. How you can get in contact with us is displayed on the screen. Please send us an email. Send us your prayer request. Let us know. Send us your testimony. Let us know how this series of our teachings in the month of May has indeed been a blessing to your life. As you go this week, for those of you who are working remotely and those of you who in the course of duty have to be at work, we pray for God's protection. His mercies follows you all through this week. Have a very beautiful week ahead. God bless you. Thank you for being part of our God Experience service today. Shalom for another wonderful week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,